Well, as you all know, here at the Bible Forum, we spend most of our time, if not all of it, in the Scripture. And that's good, but you have to discern it. You can go through it, but you have to discern it. And there are ways to discern it. So this morning, if you will, turn in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, page 1773. And that's the subject of our study this morning, will be discernment. Philippians chapter 1. This is Paul speaking, beginning with verse 9 of that first chapter. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. Now, if you notice, up behind me is that verse on the wall. And it's been shortened up, may your love abound in knowledge and discernment till the day of Christ. Abound, the word abound means to be rich, well supplied, in great quantities. And the word there that is judgment or discern is a Greek word. It's aethesis. It can be translated judgment, or it can be translated discern. In the Revised Version, if you have a Bible that's the AV, it says judgment. In the Revised Version, it's discernment. So either way, you find it in the Greek dictionary saying both, judge unto discern. And it's not so much as it relates to logic or the scientific mind. It has more to do with the senses. Aethesis, sight, sound, taste, touch and smell. There's a derivative of the word there in the book of Hebrews. Turn over to Hebrews, page 1830. Hebrews chapter 5. We find a derivative of that word, similar. Hebrews chapter 5. And we looked at this last week, but not from this perspective. We saw this verse last week. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 13. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. Now, what is the milk? The milk of the word is just the gospel. It's a simple, it's a great story, but it's just the beginning of what describes Christ's purpose and plan for the ages. That's considered the milk of the word. But verse 14, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. By reason of use. What is that? Use of what? To exercise the senses. Well, it's strong meat. It's the Word of God. That's what exercises your senses, and that's what gives you discernment and judgment as to what is the truth with regard to God's purpose and plan as we find it here in the Scripture. So many people never go beyond the milk of the Word. And don't get me wrong, nothing wrong. That's fine. That's good. It's a good thing. But to really exercise your senses and understand what God is trying to tell us and what His plan is for the ages, you need to exercise your senses and use strong meat. These senses are repeated on a spiritual plane in the scripture as well. They're comparable. These senses are not just physical, but there are spiritual senses as well. And so today I want to concentrate on just two of the five senses that are spoken of there in scripture for discernment between good and evil and what is the truth. One is sight, and the other is sound. So first we want to look at the sound, the hearing. Turn to 1 John chapter 4, page 1875. 1 John chapter 4, beginning with verse 5 of that fourth chapter. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Ye are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What's being talked about here? They are of the world, therefore the world heareth them. And we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God hears not us. He's talking about, first of all, spirits, evil spirits, but he's also there in that section, he's speaking of teachers, professors, role models. I hate to even include them, but preachers. You must discern by hearing the Word of God and exercising this sense, the spiritual sense of hearing the Word of God. And of course, you have to be involved in it in order to hear it. It is expressed many other places in Scripture. Turn to back to the book of John, chapter 10, page 1542. John chapter 10, verse 3. To him the porter, that's the doorkeeper, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. So here again was this reference to hearing, the sheep that hear. Look at verse 7 of that same chapter. And Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. That's that came before him in time. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. In that same chapter, turn over to verse 26. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Look at chapter 8 of the book of John. Back up to chapter 8, verse 43 of that 8th chapter. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? So I'm showing you references here to this hear. Chapter 5 of John. Back up further to chapter 5, verse 24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Hear. Again, turn over to the book of Acts, chapter 22. Acts chapter 22. It's the one book over. I don't want you to take my word for this. I'd like to point out that, you know, these references are all over the scripture. There's probably a couple hundred of them. These are just ones that I was able to identify. Acts chapter 22. Beginning with verse 7. And I fell into the ground and heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. It is evident that there must be something within the spiritual ear, as this physical ear that only hears certain things. Those that were with Paul didn't hear. He was listening. There was something there that he heard the voice of him that spoke. We see it, of course, even in the human ear. There's something in there called a cochlea that we don't hear certain sounds. A dog hears a high pitch. The elephant is the other way around. He hears the very low pitch. And that's the way it is with the Christian that's paying attention. He hears through what? Through the Word of God. He's paying attention and learns thereby. Rosemary claims that I sometimes cannot hear a thing. Or that I hear what I want to hear. Or maybe no brain at all between the two ears, and so sound goes one in one ear and right out the other. But it's true. We can be dull of hearing. And not pay attention to what God is saying. But those that are His, listen. Paul accused the Hebrews of being dull of hearing. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 5, page 1830. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9 in that fifth chapter of Hebrews. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, called of God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing, not paying any attention. Why? Look at verse 12. For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. If there's no one paying attention or listening, then there's nobody to teach or pass on, he's saying. There are consequences to not hearing for any society. We find the same thing back in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 19. Romans chapter 5. Let me read it for you. Romans chapter 5, verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Adam heard God, but he heard in defiance. He refused to believe God. He heard him, but he refused to believe him. He did not exercise his sense of listening to what God actually said to he and Eve. And so by him, sin entered upon the whole human race. And this is kind of an illustration of what actually happens if no one is really paying attention in a family or in a congregation or in a society. If someone's not hearing the Word of God and passing this on to everyone, then this sort of thing happened like has happened to the human race because Adam heard, but he heard in defiance. Many are dumb and suffer greatly simply because they are deaf without spiritual ears. Now, even though the message be truth, if it is heard in negligence, indifferently, or in a spirit of rebellion, it well ceases to be truth that exercises the sense of hearing. For some reason, the believer wants to listen and hear what God is saying. And how does it come? It only comes through this written word today. At one point, he was on earth. Some listened and some didn't. Some didn't pay any attention and crucified him. But today, we only have this written word, and you need to be involved in it up to here, paying attention to what it says with your spiritual hearing. Next is sight, the sense of seeing. In Scripture, the sense of sight is expressed in even higher terms than the sense of hearing. Sight, even in physical sight, the human eye, I don't know whether you have ever realized this, the human eye is a magnificent piece of work. What a camera it is. It records video, it passes it on to the brain, and yet red blood passes through the eye. When it gets there, it becomes clear so you can see. It's an amazing thing, the human eye. And it's the same way with spiritual sight. It's amazing if you're open to this spiritual hearing and spiritual sight. Turn to Job chapter 42, page 718. Job chapter 42. Chapter 42, verses 5 and 6. Job says, I have heard of thee by hearing of the ear, but now my eye seeth thee. Therefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes. I have heard thee by the hearing of the ear, but now he says, I see. It's kind of like, I understand. We say that sort of thing all the time. Oh yeah, now I see. Well, it's a spiritual sense of seeing, just like it is a spiritual sense of hearing. It's associated with understanding. So it is spiritual discern, spiritual sight. I see. Paul uses the same thing in the book of Ephesians. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, page 1761. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, and that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, or is in the saints. The eyes of your understanding. Another reference to this spiritual and sight and hearing. Turn to the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Verse 18. Having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Another reference to not seeing, not hearing, not paying attention. Back to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, beginning in verse 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. It is plain to see that human hearing and vision are but faint echoes of the glorious and perfect spiritual hearing and seeing in the Scripture. He, God, hears. You ever think about that? He hears our groanings. He sees our afflictions and knows our sorrows. He is the perfect image by which our senses have been made. So, the question then, how do we gain this better, this perfect spiritual hearing and sight of seeing and hearing? What is it that makes for improvement of this hearing? Is it a hearing aid? Is it glasses? You know, what is the thing that increases this? Well, turn, if you will, first to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Romans chapter 10, page 1683. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this points back to what I've been speaking about. It's this written word. This is where your hearing and your sight comes to you. You read the Scripture with your ears. You read the Scripture with your ears. And so many people don't listen or pay any attention. Therefore, they do not ever grow in the grace and the knowledge of Him. They do not ever know the truth because they do not hear what God has written here in the Scripture. You read the Scripture with your ears for hearing. Turn over now to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. Page 1839. Faith cometh by hearing, but here in chapter 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the what? The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That's spiritual sight. Things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. That drives an engineer and a scientist crazy. But faith sees the invisible. When you develop your hearing through the Word, your faith becomes strong. Then you begin to see that which is not seen otherwise from a spiritual perspective. Turn to verse 7 of that same chapter then. Verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteous which is by faith. He saw. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him for the same promise, for he looked. He looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 11, also, through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Verse 27 of that same chapter, by faith, speaking of Moses, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, who for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I see. I understand. I'm looking at something that's not there, but I understand. I comprehend it. Turn back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Page 1734. Chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith. This becomes the key. We walk by faith, not by sight. We develop our hearing and our spiritual sight by this written word that we study here on a weekly basis, actually. That's what we're attempting to do, to gain our spiritual sight and insight and our hearing of what God has for man, what he's promised for the future, and what the end results are going to be. Now, there is in Scripture a comparison of this sight and so forth with idols and the 12. Turn in your Bibles to Psalms chapter 115. Psalms 115th chapter, page 834. Psalms chapter 115. Won't read the whole chapter, we'll start there with verse, this is with regard to idols. It's there in Psalms 115, beginning with verse 4. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses they have, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet they have, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. Now compare that to what he says about the 12. Turn over to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, page 1337. Beginning with the 13th verse, therefore speak I to them in parables, because they see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And then in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Paul was looking for that blessed hope, and it came by seeing and hearing. If you turn over to the book of Titus, Titus chapter 2. I don't have the page number marked down here, but I... Titus chapter 2. Page 1817, Titus chapter 2. Paul speaking to Titus, beginning with verse 1. But speak thou the things which became sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, in patience, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior and becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Looking for that blessed hope. And I think likewise here in the forum, I pray that your love may abound in knowledge and discernment until the day of Christ. I pray that your eyes, your understanding may be enlightened, that you may hear and see what is the dispensation of the mystery and what God's purpose and plan is for the ages. It's of utmost importance that you exercise your spiritual hearing and your spiritual sight, and it comes in here. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the written word. We're grateful for the opportunity that we have to grow in the grace and the knowledge of you through our spiritual hearing and our spiritual sight. We're thankful for the salvation that you've provided through your Son, Christ Jesus. I just pray for each of us that we may continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of you. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.